integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
The beautiful music of Mrs. Julie Newmark, julienewmarkmusic.com, Dime Store Halo. Go to julienewmarkmusic.com, pick that up. We appreciate it, Julie, allowing us to open our show. We were talking about not paying for a doctor's visit, being able to do something on your own. And what we are looking at is vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D deficiency is all over the news all the time now with people using sunscreen or people being in the house. So what do they got to do? They got to go to a doctor, get a blood test, and that can be very expensive, especially for people with co-pays, people with deductibles, or people that just can't take off time from work in order to go and get all this done, even if they do have good insurance. So, Holly, have a bit of a quiz.
Or I would say, even if you do have the time, money, insurance, etc., and your doctor will draw a vitamin D level on you, their interpretation of it might be kind of crazy, meaning you got a little range here, right? A range of 24 to 100, and you roll in at 25, and your doctor says, you're fine. And I say, you're one click above rickets, okay? So that is definitely also the point
that... One click above rickets.
Exactly.
Well, that's a teaching line. If I did that, I would be able to pass that on a test, a click above rickets. That would stick in my head. I would know rickets and vitamin D deficiency, although it's vitamin
C,
I think.
Vitamin C is scurvy.
See?
And
if I had to,
beriberi is thiamine.
I know that because of heart. Yeah.
Right. Well, we all know these because we had to take boards. We went to be
see, okay, mine was farther out than yours, so that's why I didn't remember that, because I was several years before.
Thank gosh we don't have to take them again. But anyway, but my point is that I do have many patients coming into my office who do have vitamin D tests, and that's awesome, but they've been told that they're okay. And I think that, you know, if my kid came home from school and he's like, mom, I got a 25 on my test. I'm like, great, hon, what's the range? Oh, it's 0 to 100. And I'm like, okay, that's not so great.
That I've lived through with a challenging teenage girl who is now doing wonderful in her 20s, I just like to say.
We're looking for optimal.
But there's another curve here, and that is sometimes the vitamin D level, let's say you're taking vitamin D3, and your vitamin D level in your labs is high. That, listeners, doesn't mean it's high in your bones, because it may not be getting into bones, into muscle, into fat, into heart tissue, where we need it to work. It might be just sitting in your bloodstream. And that's why we got to ask about symptoms too, right? I mean, you woke me up to that about a few months ago, about you can have these high serum levels, but that doesn't mean they're really high levels in your tissues where they need to be.
I think it's a really important conversation overall, because I think that we talk about the limits of blood testing. And here's the deal. I think lab tests, especially reference range tests, meaning when, you know, you take a random slice of the population at the same time, there are proposed to be healthy folks, and you create this reference range. It's a piece of the puzzle of the clinical picture. But I think you can't treat lab tests. You have to treat people, and they are what they are. A lot of people will have, you know, vitamin B12 levels that are sky high. And I'm thinking, well, that's measuring it in the blood, where all these vitamins and nutrients really make a difference is when they're in the cells. And there's specialized testing if we really want to get down to what's happening at a functional level. And so for thyroid, for vitamin D, for calcium, for all sorts of things, if it's a blood level, it's a blood level. And we have to be careful of how we interpret that.
Yes. Now, I'm going to throw some symptoms at you, and I'm going to ask you if you knew it was a symptom or not, because a lot of these surprised me. Research going to show that vitamin D is just not when it's your deficient, it's just not bones, it's a lot of other things. So, Holly, I'm going to quiz you, and I'm going to have the listeners quiz along to see if they have any symptoms. Is that okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
Of course, I didn't ask your permission in advance, so that sort of puts you on the spot.
Well, no, this is okay, because I think that, you know, the other thing I want to say, and then I'm going to let you get to your lovely quiz, is that, quite honestly, that's the thing. You know, we always run lab tests to confirm clinical suspicions. That's, I think, you don't run lab tests first. I think you just have them to confirm clinical suspicions. So if we can teach the patients and also remember ourselves that we're listening for the clinical picture and the symptoms that the body is showing us, then we might have a big window into what's going on in the first place.
And don't just treat the lab work. Got to have both. Got to have the symptoms and the lab work. Okay, weight gain. Did you know weight gain was associated with the vitamin D deficiency?
Well, I did.
See, I might have guessed it, but I didn't know it. You know what I mean? Because I know that the more obese people are, the more generally nutrient depleted they are. So I wouldn't have known that specifically, but I would have probably been able to guess it. Bone softening, we kind of know. How about just fatigue and general weakness? Would you associate that with vitamin D deficiency as well?
Well, now, certainly fatigue and sort of general malaise or weakness would be overlapping with other conditions. Yeah. And so that would be what we do in medicine is called differential diagnosis. And so you kind of take every single thing that this could be and you either rule it in or you rule it out by asking better questions, more questions, deeper questions, creative questions, or getting those lab tests.
This one threw me for a curve. Muscle cramps and weakness, because I usually associate that with electrolytes or minerals. I would not have thought of vitamin D. Did you know that?
I think I'd be the same with you. I think my knee-jerk reaction would be same thing, dehydration, electrolyte imbalance, or those minerals, calcium, magnesium, etc. But vitamin D, there mm-hmm. you go.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, whenever I give minerals, it'll always have like K2 and vitamin D with it. So I didn't really, I sort of covered it by accident, but I didn't
exactly
know that it was specifically there, which we do a lot of in natural medicine. That's why we have these combination supplement formulas to make us smarter. Joint pain, most notably back and knees. I would, maybe the bone connection, but I don't know. What
well,
do you got there?
That,
would you have thought of that?
I did, and I only out of research a couple years ago where my friend's vitamin D level was extremely low, and her biggest thing, and she's very healthy, and so I knew her kind of inside and out for many years, was that she was complaining of this back pain. And I was sort of worried because I thought maybe there was a tumor of some sort. Otherwise, very, very healthy. But mm-hmm. when we corrected her vitamin D levels, guess what? Her back pain went away.
Wow. Blood sugar issues.
Not surprised, but I would be not surprising that it's there, but I don't think it would be my top of mind to actually go there for vitamin D deficiency.
Low immunity? Like low immune
yep.
function? See,
we
I usually think of vitamin A with that. I don't think much vitamin D that way.
I do think of vitamin D, especially for, you know, I've got a lot of people coming in that are being treated conventionally for cancer, which I support their decision on that. But like I have a lady right now, she's got recovering from breast cancer, and then they're trying to get her healthy enough to undergo thyroidectomy because of her thyroid cancer, and her vitamin mm-hmm. D levels are in the toilet. And boy, oh boy, mm-hmm. we are working real hard, because when you have cancer, you really want your immune system to be up to snuff.
Yeah, and there is a relationship, because I developed an antioxidant. There's a relationship between vitamin D and vitamin A that we don't really know enough about. When A is low, it affects D. When D is low, it affects A. And the opposite, when you just take D, it might drop the A. So we're using these things in combination. This is a big one, depression. And I might tie this with like the seasonal affective disorders, but I have people in Arizona that also have seasonal affective disorders with plenty of sunshine, and their vitamin D does show up low. I don't know if it's sunscreen or makeup or whatever that they're not getting it, but depression is one of the major vitamin D deficiency symptoms.
Wow.
Boy, I'd hate somebody to be on medications like, you know, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, whatever, because of a simple, low-cost way to fix the issue.
Absolutely.
But I would not have thought to run a vitamin D level for depression. Is that something you would think of?
Well, I will now, and I want to then encourage the listeners, too. So why don't you recap those symptoms? These are symptoms yeah. we're talking about that you can listen to your body. They're vitamin D deficiency, the number one deficient vitamin in the United States right now.
Be your own doctor, especially if your doctor's not checking you for these things. Weight gain, bone softening or fractures, fatigue, generalized weakness, muscle cramps and weakness, joint pain, blood sugar issues, immune issues, and depression. Understanding that labs, even if it shows you're okay, you still might be vitamin deficient based on just these symptoms. So be your own primary care provider, as Holly says, and look at these symptoms, and don't be afraid to just start some simple D3 to see if you feel better. You might be surprised to get well, and getting you well and keeping you well is what we do at RadioMD, RadioMD.com.